Are you ready? Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. One in the books, two to go. 2 hours more of the show. El Jefe, before we go any further, the ring and the title and the trophy are yours. The Spurs have just signed Joffrey Laverne.
Ooh, it's over. No sense in even playing the season.
Nope. Done deal.
Sorry, Warriors. You've done got.
Look out for Laverne. Shirley should be next.
Just say, I wish they would sign somebody named Shirley.
Yep.
Last name Shirley.
Be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be good. Hey, you're a golfer.
Yes, sir.
So I want to ask you about this new trend that popped up on For the Win.
Okay.
Golfers everywhere have discovered the stupidest new trend ever.
Okay.
It's essentially running over your buddy with the golf cart.
What?
Yeah. And there's tons of these videos of these dudes running their friends over as they, like, they'll swing, hit the ball, and then they just plow over them with the golf cart. Now, on a scale of cussing to fist fight, how angry would you be if your buddy ran you over with the golf cart?
Let's say, depending on the injury, I got a club in my hand.
Yeah.
So this could get really ugly because I'm thinking, okay, there's certain things you can have fun in games with, but if you get hit by a golf cart and if you just, unless you get hit, like you could just bounce off or jump out of the way a little bit. But if you get hit the wrong way, that could be quite serious. You're a golfer.
The first one is from Barstool Sports, and it shows a dude. It shows these two guys hit this other guy, and then the cart rolls up on top of him, so it's resting on his gut, like the front wheel. You see the wheel resting on his body, and he's like, back up, back up. Like, I would be so mad.
Oh, my buddies would be. First of all, it just takes us full circle to Trump, because if it was happening on a tee box or a green, then the carts are already not in violation.
No, this is all in the fairways.
That's
but
crazy.
One guy is the next video they show. One guy is peeing, which you shouldn't be doing on a golf course. Let's face it, we all have
it depends
though.
Depends on where.
But he's out in the grassy area, right? It's like almost looks like the Everglades or something, but the grass is really tall.
Mm-hmm.
But he's standing at the edge, and his buddies just come up and plow him over while he's mid-pee.
And they're making contact with him?
Now that is okay. Yes!
Oh,
like,
hell no.
Like, they plowed this dude over, and then again, you can hear him yelling, back up, back up. Every time that I've seen this, it ends with the cart resting on top of the person. This is not okay.
That's nuts.
No, I would definitely want. And then the last one might be the best one. Well, it's not the last one, but the last one that I wanted to bring up was there's a guy who's hitting a chip shot at the edge of the water, and his buddies just plow him right into the water. I would be in full on fight mode.
Dude, I'm telling you,
if you hit me with a golf cart,
with the cart. And I got a club in my hand.
Oh, I'd be so mad.
All bets are off. I would turn around swinging like Babe Ruth going, if I hit you, guess what? You hit me first.
I mean, like, I'm for some practical jokes. I'm not a big physical harm practical joke guy like Jackass and stuff like that. I will try to fight you. Like, I would try to physically hurt you, and I'm not going to be okay with it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
there's certain things that are going too far. Physically hurting someone as a joke is one of them. Ah, I don't know how these dudes do this. Like, I don't know that I could be, like, if the three of us went golfing and you guys ran me over with a cart, the show would be over. I don't see how I could hang out with you guys anymore.
Well, I'm serious.
I'd be done. Like, would be it.
I would already feel like I was running for my life on every shot anyway, but then if you actually me, I mean.
Oh, no.
Seriously, that's the thing. Like, you know, it could be one
it
thing.
Is.
Like
it's if you, trend.
Like, there's plenty of tricks to be played in golf where you set them up to, like, sit in something, or you can do a lot of different things. But when you're talking about, like, hitting them with a moving golf cart, yes. It might be taking it a bit too far.
Yeah, that doesn't need to be a trend.
No. That's crazy, man.
Hey, shout out to Keith. He said, hey, Barry, thanks for the recommendation. Current Cuts did an awesome job. Keith is getting married. Oh, congratulations, Keith. And he hit me up on Twitter and said, hey, who was the guy you talked to? I need to get my hair cut for a wedding. And he went out there and got it hooked up. So good job, Keith.
Good job, Jason.
Good,
that's good stuff.
Good on you for getting married.
Since Kirsten is in there, I want to give a shout out to my significant other, which I don't do often enough. But Lisa gets a shout out because Friday, Houston Shelter got 59 puppies dropped off. And we're all somewhat animal lovers, but 59 puppies. And she was worried that some of them
saw that on the news.
Might not make it. Lisa took the initiative to start contacting first her station and other people. USA Today picked it up. USA Today actually made it into a full big time story, and the line was out the door Saturday, and I think all dogs were accounted for to find forever homes. And you should have just, I mean, the pride that you could see in her face, because she takes so much time and energy caring about dogs in the Houston area and cats, was pretty awesome. So
good on her.
Shout out to Lisa. Good job.
Yeah, good job. And I saw that they shipped some of them to like Denver.
Yeah. Colorado is one of the spots where, because of the overpopulation here, there's almost a shortage in the state of Colorado, and that people will volunteer to drive the vans. The vans are provided for, so and a lot of the money that's raised by these shelters goes towards the gas and uptake of the van, so they can get the dogs transported to Colorado so they can find homes there. So,
bro, that would be one of the worst jobs in the world, to have to drive like 50 puppies from Houston to Denver. Oh my God.
Can you imagine the walking and the feeding?
They'd be like,
cleaning up.
We counted and the slip says 50. There's only 44 here. Well, some of them wouldn't shut up, so they got left the last bathroom break.
At least I didn't say that.
Oh my God, 50. That was like a bunch of dogs in a van, though. Good Lord, that would drive me insane.
But the fact that they're taking the time to do it is
pretty
amazing.
Awesome. It's badass.
Like, the one thing I can't do is, like, Lisa will bring out, she's constantly on the phone and trying to find homes for these dogs and such. Because if you see me tweeting it out, I'm just trying to help find homes.
Yeah, I had to mute you like the president.
Yeah. But occasionally she'll show me and go, honey, I want you to look at this. This dog's back is completely split open and someone was abusing. I'm like, I'm good. I don't want to know that. And what, nothing bothers me more than when they get put down. Mm-mm. So the fact that she's finding homes for these dogs is pretty awesome in a lot of ways. So good job, honey. So we got a break here, and then we got to come back with a whole lot more. We haven't talked about this monster contract that the bearded one has signed. We have an extension.
Also, by the way, those golf videos that you were talking about.
Yes.
They're on ESPN 97.5. Our digital guy, Joshua, just told us. It's on ESPN 97.5. It's on our Facebook page.
Yeah, go check them out.
Twitter. You can check it out. Also, download the app.
Yeah, definitely. And always download the app. If you're ever having any issues hearing us and you want to take us wherever you go, make sure you go to ESPN975.com. Listen live on your computer when you're at work. And then, of course, download the app so you can take us anywhere you go. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Hip, hip. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects, as we continue to roll on. We covered Astros. Over the weekend, the bearded one was wrapped up for an extra 4 years, that is. He had two and about 57 to 59 mil remaining on his current deal. 4 years, $228 million on the extension. It will wrap him up for the next 6. Your thoughts?
They kind of have to do it, don't you?
I mean, here's the deal. A lot of teams would say, well, wait till later in case he gets hurt, because then you're on the hook for it. Especially the Rockets owner, who's normally known to be a little bit hyper-cautious when it comes to, hey, let's not wrap him up before we have to. He's still got two remaining on this deal. But I think, to your point, the way free agency is going these days and the way franchises may get hung out there. Look at Oklahoma City. If Westbrook leaves and Paul George leaves, that franchise is in dire straits.
Yeah. And when you have one of the 10 best players in the NBA, you lock them up as often as you can. And let's face it, right now, James Harden is a top 10 player. As much as anyone that wants to hate on him, I mean, you're talking about a guy that was runner-up for the MVP two of the last 3 years. You're talking about a guy who did something statistically that had never been done before this past year. He is one of the best players in the NBA. You don't let a guy like – you don't even mess around. If you have the opportunity to secure four more years with him, that's what you do. You know, it's like franchise quarterbacks. Those don't come around very often.
We were just
top
10
stars don't come around very often. When you have a chance, you keep them. And you know, you can say everyone's like, well, he's never won anything. A lot of guys have never won anything. I mean, I was thinking about that driving in. Guys like Kevin Garnett had never won anything, but he still got paid. Mm-hmm. And then once he got the right players around him, he won. And that's the thing. Same thing with Harden.
Well, and here's the thing. People on Twitter and Houstonians all over the place are just going back to Game 6 and the end of Game 5, and they're ripping him to shreds. The bottom line is, before you had James Harden, you had no chance of getting any premier free agent to consider Houston, Texas. And I give you Exhibit A being Dwight Howard. He wouldn't even look at the Rockets until they had James Harden. And then a few short years after they got James Harden, when he was free again, it was a target destination. So the fact of the matter is once you lock up a guy like Harden, and here's the thing, you see the numbers now and everybody's throwing it out. You know, the salary cap in 1999 was $44.2 million. The last year of the deal, Harden's scheduled to make $47 million. You hear $47 million now and you go, man, that's way too much. But by the time we get there, we're probably looking at a bargain deal for Les Alexander and the Rockets, because the cap, just look at what happened this year. When it goes up that big that quickly, if I'd have said to you a few years ago that you'd have thought that guys were going to be making $30 million a year, you'd be like, you're out of your mind. No one's worth that. Michael Jordan, you know, you go back and forth. Jordan was the one guy that could maybe sniff it. There's no way that that's going to happen and be the norm. There's no way a Mike Conley's going to make $31.5 million. Well, guess what?
Right.
It's becoming the norm where you don't even have to be an all-star and you can make $30 million. J.J. Redick is going to make $23 million.
It's ridiculous.
So as much as this looks like a ludicrous amount of money right now, realize by the time that this deal goes to fruition, you're probably going to say the Rockets got a bargain.
Towards the end, absolutely will be. Yeah.
So he's locked up. Chris Paul, I thought, had one of the greatest tweets of all. He goes, forget about enough ball to go around. Can I hold some of that money bags?
Nick, do you think it was ludicrous for them to do it?
I think there was something in his contract, too, that said in the event that he becomes an all-star, that he becomes eligible to like extend. So I don't know if that was something that they like used as leverage, but yeah, I think you should lock him up. What else are you going to do? I think this is going to be the biggest contract ever up until the next person gets the biggest contract ever. And then you're going to blame him for getting the biggest contract ever. So if you're mad about it now, don't worry. Someone else will come up and make more money. And believe me, it won't be very far from now.
No, but the funny thing is, it'll probably be a guy like Chandler Parsons, where you go, how the hell does that happen?
I have 100%. To confess, I watched about 3 minutes of Summer League Ball this weekend, and it happened to be the Rockets, and it happened to be the game where Harden, Ariza, and Chris Paul were all at the game. Mm-hmm. They were like, look at this. They're here. They're supporting their team. The only problem was Ariza was looking off in the distance. Chris Paul was watching the game, and James Harden was on his phone the entire time, ignoring the other two guys. And I thought, well, that's probably a snapshot and a microcosm of what this team is.
But the good news is, word now comes out that they're practicing on their own. Aside from Summer League, the veterans are all gathered in Vegas, and Clint Capella was actually tweeting pictures that CP3 and Ariza and Capella and Harden and all those guys are working out in Vegas together, which is a great sign. So as much as they can say, Summer League is kind of meh, who cares? The fact that they're working out, doing their own workouts when there's nothing structured, the team can't do that kind of thing, and they're doing that, that's a great sign.
But shouldn't they be waiting for Carmelo?
Well, I mean, I think they're trying to hornswoggle him in some way, shape, or form. I think that the more that the Knicks have issues with their front office, in case you missed it over the weekend, David Griffin, the one-time GM of the Cleveland Cavaliers, turned down the opportunity to become the head of basketball operations for the Knicks, couldn't get a control deal worked out where he wanted to be in complete control and have the final say on all basketball matters. They wouldn't do that. They went back and forth. He finally pulled his name out of consideration, and the Knicks as the world turns soap opera continues. But I think that would probably help the Rockets more than hurt them.
Yeah.
Because at least guys held over from the previous regime may at some point get to the date and just say, hey, why don't we just pull the plug and either buy him out or do something different?
There was a report on Larry Brown Sports. Carmelo Anthony, quote, confident he will end up with Rockets. So not even, you know, Cavs or anywhere else. He's confident he will form a big three with the Rockets with Paul and Harden. So
now let me ask you this, because one of the other things that was out there, boys, was the fact that in order to get him, it's going to cost you Capella, Ariza, and either Anderson or Gordon. You good with that?
I would be good with it if it was Anderson and not Gordon.
I agree with that. But I hate losing Ariza and Capella, too.
Ariza, I hate losing both of those. But if I had to choose between those two, I'd rather keep Capella because he's younger.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can groom him to what you want him. Potential, this team could potentially become 2-3 years down the line. I don't know.
Yeah. I hate losing Capella. I think Trevor, as we've highlighted over and over, is kind of starting to hit the decline, that downside a little bit. You got PJ Tucker,
who's
a younger, stronger, more physical Trevor Ariza.
Well, I was going to say you added Tucker, so that's why the only one that would really bother me a little bit would be Capella.
Yeah.
But I still think that there's other moves that you could make at the center position. You have Nene back, mm-hmm. but you could go out and get somebody that could help you. You know, they got that kid, Zhao, what is it? Zhao Chi?
Yeah.
Zhao Chi? I don't know how the hell to pronounce
Chi,
it.
Yeah.
Zhao Chi, yeah.
Yep.
So that might be one of those things where he'll back up Nene, but play a lot of minutes in the middle of the games. Yeah, I mean, you don't know.
The kid from Nevada who was on their summer league team, had a great first game, big body, almost 7 feet tall, so they signed him to a contract. I thought a guy like Aaron Baines, when I first found out he was still available, I thought he'd be great, and the Celtics did too, because they snatched him up right away and said, there's one of our replacement bigs for Olynyk leaving, and some of those got Johnson leaving. They signed Aaron Baines, the one-time Spurs center. So there are big men to be had out there. Again, Pau Gasol's out there. I think if you somehow get Carmelo, I think there's a chance that Pau Gasol starts chasing a ring and calls Mike D'Antoni.
Would you be okay with that? Two old centers?
I love it, the fact that Gasol already knows the D'Antoni system.
Played
it in the NLA.
You'd be old at that position, though, because Capella would be gone if you got Carmelo. So you're going to lose Capella. You're probably going to lose Ariza.
I'm hoping that's not the case, that you can somehow keep Clint Capella. But if you have to lose him, I looked at the list of all the bigs that are still out there, and I think you could do a decent job of patchworking, getting some bigs that can help you fill that role. Because, again, the bigs aren't as prevalent and needed as they once were, but you do, as we've talked about, need a low-post presence to defend a little bit, especially come playoff time. And I think if you had veterans, savvy veterans like Gasol to go with Nene, that's a good start. Although I'm with Nick. I hate losing Capella because of the youth factor.
Here's a couple of other centers that are available that tell me, you know, if they tickle your fancy. Okay. Well, we need to go to break, don't we? Yeah, we'll do it on the other side. I'll give you a few. Good. You tell me if they tickle your fancy. Yeah,
that sounds good.
All right,
cool. All right, right now I want to tell you guys about Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, a great program here in the Houston area. It's basically you, the people of Houston, that provide the resources that allow kids trying to get a second chance at an education to have an easier route to obtaining that degree. It's a fantastic program, and it's because of you and your donations. What I mean by that is, if you've been looking around your garage, the driveway, the field and back, you know that there's a clunker collecting dust and rust and may not even be working anymore, and you've been meaning to get rid of it, and it's an eyesore, but you just haven't gotten around to it. Now here's all you got to do. You call 713-225-4226. Log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them where you live. Tell them what you got. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take away the vehicle. They do all the paperwork. They give you a nice tax deduction. And they also, if you mention ESPN 97.5, will give you a $50 gift card. And that's when the process really begins. They turn that vehicle into resources so that kids that need warm meals, eyeglasses, book money, bus fare, it's all taken care of so they can just concentrate on the books and getting an education. It's all because of you. It's a fantastic Houston-based program. That's why they call it Houston Can Cars for Kids. So please call 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make sure you mention you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5. And as always, right off the car, not the kid.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, The Usual Suspects continues to roll on. It's Nick behind the glass, Barry and Joel all present and accounted for as we continue to roll on at the midway point of a Monday show. You are going to be Willie Nelson this week on the road again.
That is correct, sir.
Nick is going to finally break out and get out of the studio on what, Thursday?
It'll be my first remote. I mean, I've done remotes.
Are you nervous?
Not really.
Okay.
I think everybody listening should try and make sure that they get to the remote on Thursday and meet Nick in person. He does love selfies.
He likes to be thumped in the balls. Yeah. So you should go. You should go.
That would be false.
And thump Nick
in the nuts.
Yes.
But he likes it best when he doesn't know it's coming and doesn't see you.
Yes.
Negative.
That's when it really has the full effect, because he actually.
Now, Nick.
Kind of almost cackles like a young child.
Don't be shy.
Give these people crazy ideas.
Don't be shy. You know you like it. Okay, I promise you I would read you some names, and you guys tell me what you think about them.
By the way, Thursday, Truck Fitters on FM 1960.
Truck Fitters.
So if you want to knock Nick in the nuts, Truck Fitters on 1960 on Thursday. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I don't know what I was thinking by offering that as a suggestion, Nicholas.
You're damn well
I apologize.
Some great updates on Friday. I can tell you that.
I really can't wait to check in on Friday from Wichita. I'll be like, okay, is he walking funny? All right.
Fan walks up. Hey, who's your favorite GM of all time? Mitch Kupchak. Bam! Wow! Right there.
All right. I promised some centers, some names. I just wanted to get your reaction on, see if you thought any of these guys would be worth pursuing. Assuming. Now, this is all under the assumption that the Rockets have to do something, like you said, for Carmelo.
Right.
And they would have to include Clint Capela as part of the deal. Okay. So this list that I've been given, number one on that list is Tarik Black.
Great dude. Like, from an interview Nick standpoint and from the standpoint of just a really good person, great dude. Does nothing for me on the team.
No?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't really, it's not like a sexy name that you're going to try and bring
up. Not floating the boat.
Well, you don't need a guy that's going to be, I mean, you need a guy that can run the pick and roll, but you need a defender, and he can defend, right?
He's a big body, yeah.
Okay. What about Dwayne Dedmon?
Not bad. Now we're getting there. We're getting better along the way. Guy that's played winning basketball in a good system. But again, is he a one-hit wonder? I don't know. But yeah, we're getting there.
Okay. Alex Len. He's a restricted free agent.
What a complete flop.
Yeah.
There is 7 foot of wasted space right there for a former first-round pick.
Fifth overall.
Yeah. Dude cannot get out of his own way, literally, because he gets hurt all the time, too.
Yeah.
Please stay away from him.
Okay. So not a fan of that. What about Willie Reed from the Heat?
No.
No?
Most people are going to say, unless it's short for Willis.
No.
They're probably
those are your best free agent options, and some of them are restricted. Like, Alex Len is actually restricted. You could go make a run at him, and the Suns could match.
See, I want to say the list was longer, but then I remember Kelly Olynyk already signed with Miami. Johnson, the big man, which was free with Miami, re-signed, or free with Phoenix, re-signed with Phoenix.
That is probably your top four center free agent options right now. So are you now
Powell is out there. He's unrestricted because he opted out in San Antonio. So Gasol is out there. So he's still a possibility.
Okay.
But yeah, man, I mean, look, you're taking a huge risk. I understand it's one thing. Ideally for the Rockets, ideal situation A is the Knicks buy him out. Now you don't have to give up anybody. Ideal situation B is you find a bunch of non-guaranteed contracts in Ryan Anderson and you get Carmelo Anthony.
Right.
I think... not the most ideal situation is the one we were just talking about. If Capella's in the deal and or if it's Eric Gordon instead of Anderson. And if you somehow have to give up both of them, where are you guys on that? Like, forget Capella and Ariza, but you might have to give up both Gordon and Anderson.
See, that's the thing. If I was New York, I wouldn't ask for anything less. Why would you ask for anything less?
I mean, right, they're rebuilding. They want youth. They just gave Tim Hardaway $71 million for 4 years. You know, they're building around Porzingis. They're not going to be good for a while. You would think that they want youth and a lot of it in the form of picks and young players that they can develop while they're trying to suck for a few years for picks so that they can rebuild the thing. I don't know why you would want Ariza or Anderson. I can see value in Gordon because he's actually on the cheap now for what he brings to the table. But boy, Capella, I obviously see why they want him. But I would think the Rockets don't want to give him
Capella,
up.
Capella, Gordon, and Ariza would probably be ideal if you're New York, right? If you're trying to get the most.
I don't think you'd want Anderson. I think you'd want, you'd want those three.
Yeah, Nick said Gordon, Capella, and
right, that's why I'm saying Anderson keeps coming up, and I don't think the Knicks would want to touch Anderson.
Most of the people in New York said that the deal is there. Obviously, the Rockets are pushing for it, but that it's a possibility Anderson's still in the deal. But, man, I mean, who wants to pay Ryan Anderson $20 million a year for the next 3 years?
Even with all these inflated contracts, I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, I'm beginning to question the completeness of that list because Andrew Bogut hasn't signed, has he?
No, he's free.
Okay, yeah. So
yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
I'm beginning to question the completeness of that because, like you said.
I thought I saw a different list because I was thinking when Gasol wasn't on there, I was like,
yeah.
I get Olynyk was off and some of the other guys, but I still thought it was a longer list.
Yeah. There's other names. I found a better list on Hoops Hype.
I don't know where the Rockets
I should go
were.
To Hoops Hype first.
Always.
Hoops Hype is good.
Hoops Hype's a really good
it's
site.
It's a good website.
I'll give you this.
Is Varejão still unrestricted?
Oh, yeah. He sure is.
I mean, he hasn't signed anywhere?
No, and he's been dinged up for the last couple of years. Okay. But he's another guy that's proven to
probably
play
some
the
value,
team,
right? Yeah? You could probably get him on the cheap.
Cheap, yeah.
Okay.
But definitely check out Hoops Hype first and foremost because of the fact that I can tell you that NBA GMs themselves
really
start there. And a lot of times they find out like where guys are going, potentially going, whether it be free agency and or in trades by opening up Hoops Hype. I've been told that by general managers.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, not named Daryl Morey either.
Nerlens Noel.
He's out there.
Yeah. I don't know.
All $125 of him.
Right.
He's out there.
I was just going to say he's a thin little dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're going to lose a thin little dude in Clint Capella, you might add
another
thin little dude.
I might seeing some of these names, just when you consider what that position is in this offense, I think I'd be okay with trading Capella if this is what you think. Your big three is. You know what I mean? If you think Carmelo is that answer, mm-hmm. I'm not sold that he is.
I'm not
but
either.
But if you think Carmelo makes your big three and gives you the best opportunity to go out and beat the Warriors,
it's kind of like your go-for mentality.
I'm not opposed to trading Capella.
That you and I have talked about with baseball.
Yeah.
Like giving up a Bregman if it means getting a sale back when that was on the
absolutely.
Table.
Absolutely.
You got to go for it when you have the chance because you never know when you're going to get that chance again. So if you are really convinced, which I'm not, you're not, but evidently the owner is, that Carmelo is the guy that puts you over the top, you can risk a Capella to get the guy that you want that you think allows you to compete with the Warriors.
If you can sign a defensive center, a guy that gives you, you know, that can play solid defense, you don't have to rely on any for anything else to replace Capella. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because if you think about it, really, if you look at it in just terms of chasing Golden State, are you any closer with Capella than you are with Carmelo Anthony or any further with one than the other?
I think you're closer, depending on how they get along and all the other, you know,
sure.
options that go with it and hypothetical situations. But I think you're much closer with Carmelo than you are with Capella.
So then, yeah.
Yeah, so I think you do it, and that's a good point. The other thing is, offensively, it's almost like Tyson Chandler. Anything short of a lob, I'm not sure Capella's finishing it for you. He's not going on the low block and giving you a baby hook
nuts
or a fade
year.
Or anything. Yeah.
The fact that he wouldn't dunk half the time pissed me off watching him.
I did
games.
Like,
just dunk the ball, dude. Yeah, I wouldn't miss that necessarily.
I did games where I had to hold my tongue a little bit, but I said, dang it, just every time you touch the ball, try and dunk it. Something good is going to happen. It's going to be a lot better than what you do when you try and shoot it.
Doesn't he remind you of that guy in high school? Like, everybody's about 5'2", 5'3", but he's this one dude that's like 6'3".
Ike Nwankwo. I played.
Lays the ball up, rebounds. Puts it back up, misses it, rebound.
Junior high, the notorious three-point hook shot team.
Yeah.
I played with Ike Nwankwo, who, you know, he went on to play with the Rockets a year. He played in UCLA, won a championship. But he was like 6'4 in junior high. And he would do that little soft ass, just laying it up. I'm like, dunk the ball, dude.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I had no room to yell anything because I'm chunking up 3-point hook shots, but yeah, he was exactly that guy. That's and you're right. That's what Capella
reminds
me
of. Like,
yes.
In high school, like back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, like Capella right now has the touch of like a 350-pound hitman. I mean, that's the kind of thing. It just bothers the hell out of me. So we can continue to talk about that. I got something for you guys, too, that we'll catch on the way back. But top three quarterbacks in each franchise's history. Some are easy, some are not. Who are your top three in order of one, the best, and three, almost the best, in Houston Texans history? Think about that. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mack and his staff have been doing business for over 36 years in the Houston area, and they've now expanded to have three locations to better serve you because they want to have your business now and down the road. And the way that they do that is they get solid wood, American-made living room and dining room furniture, custom-made leather furniture, including for your man cave or your movie room, and every time customer service throughout the process to make sure that what they say happens. When you buy today, you get it tonight. There's no back order slips. If you need something moved or taken away, when you get their furniture brought in, they'll take it out. It's all the way of doing business when you deal with Gallery Furniture. Most of the furniture in my house from Gallery Furniture, the reason why, it is top quality, and they are great at making sure that they take care of every detail when they deliver it to your house. So why don't you check out one of the three locations? You can go to Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. You can go right in the heart of the Galleria at Westheimer and Post Oak, and you can hit the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where Max sits at the front counter. He puts you in the capable hands of his sales team. They pay attention to every detail of what you're looking for and what fits your needs, your budget, and your style, and then they make sure that they match that up with what they have so that you leave happy and you will come back again and again. Please check out one of the three locations. Gallery Furniture, always having sales, always open till 10 o'clock, and always open to doing and helping you get to what you need accomplished in your house when it comes to furniture. And as always, remember, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. Usual Suspects, Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock. I have a question for you, Nick.
What up?
Have you ever done an Airbnb?
No.
Thinking about this because, you know, I travel so much for comedy. I was thinking about doing some Airbnbs when they don't offer me a condo. Like this week in Wichita, next week in Oklahoma City, they have a condo for me. And a couple, at the beginning of August, I'll be in Fort Worth, and then I go back to Dallas at the end of September. So I'm going to try to stay with family, but if not, I'll probably do Airbnb. But then I saw this thing on Barstool where this man in Norway, I think it was Norway, so he had people staying in his house, Airbnb. They're supposed to be out by 11. It's 1 o'clock and they haven't left yet. And so this dude is arguing with this chick at the top of the stairs, and he grabs all of her stuff and he kind of throws it down the stairs. He's like, get out. And he starts to push her towards the door and the stairs to get out. And she braces herself on both sides of the wall at the top of the stairs. So he shoves her so hard that he basically pushes her down the stairs all the way to the end. And I'm thinking, damn, am I going to have to fight an Airbnb owner if I'm a little late getting out? Like, is that, at least I don't have to do that in a hotel.
That seems a bit aggressive, though. That seems like he went over the top.
And it's a chick, no less. I get it. Like, just call the cops and say, look, she's not supposed to be here anymore. But damn, he pushed her down the stairs. She ate it too. It was ugly.
That sounds very United Airlines ish.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah, it does. But that scared me immediately from Airbnb.
When I lived in Midtown, my neighbors did it with a townhouse, and the townhouse was gated in, and they went out drinking, the renters, and they decided to scale the outside of the fence because they forgot their keys or whatever, and then went over the balcony and didn't realize they were doing it on the wrong townhouse and got my buddy and his wife, and the next thing you know, he hears this racket, and there's a guy on his balcony trying to open his sliding glass door, and he's like, bro, they're so lucky I didn't pull out my gun. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And they're like, why are you in our house? We're Airbnb. And he's like, no, bro, not here. And he's like, oh, my God, my bad. We're at the house next door. Could you let me in so I could? And he goes, no, I'm not letting you in. You could jump your ass right back with the, off the balcony you climbed up on and try and figure it out.
That's nuts. Yeah,
there's some crazy stories about that.
A couple of things on the text line. So your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said, since I'm off, I decided to go for a long drive so I can listen to you guys. So we appreciate that.
As always.
Although we did get some text asking about the signal, which again.
Get the app.
We get it. There's nothing we can do about it right now. We know what's going on. Yeah, go get the app.
Work in progress.
Yes, right. Somebody, when we were talking to Bruce Arians, somebody texted in and said, I thought Bill O'Brien was the quarterback whisperer. Touche, sir.
I somewhat made reference to that.
Touche, indeed. So that's it. That's all I wanted to catch up on. The rest of it is, eh.
So I was going to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
With the 999 challenge.
Okay.
Would you be willing to do it at the All-Star game?
Probably not.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you could probably do it in terms of executing the challenge. Are you ready for the prices of what it would cost you to do such a thing? Ridiculous. And now the big thing, too, is they're putting the calories. Nick, you and I, when we were walking the park, we saw they put the calories now even at Minute Maid. But so starting with beer prices, a premium King Can beer, $15. Domestic King Can beer, $14. Premium draft, 15 large, 12 regular. Domestic draft, 14 large, 11 regular. And then you get to the food. The footlong hot dog combo, footlong hot dog, fries, soda, 24.
That's ridiculous.
For the cheeseburger combo, 25.
Those are Las Vegas prices for the beer?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. That's what I would expect to pay in Las Vegas. $10, $12 for a beer, like a domestic beer. It's ridiculous.
Chili dog, 10. Hot dog, 7. Sausage, 9. Nachos, souvenir, albeit, 13.
Oh, my God. For chips and cheese?
It seems to me...
Don't underestimate the value of salsa, though.
It's just gouging at this point, isn't it? I mean, far be it from me to, you know, restrict free enterprise, but it's stupid when you think about what they're charging you for, where it's nothing different. Nothing about it is different other than the fact that it's marked up for Aramark and everybody else that's running the concession stands.
Yeah.
It's asinine. Now, the fact that like the Astros let you bring food, I think is fantastic. I think more people should know about that and take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just dumb. That's why I try to eat before I go now. I don't even the buffet for the media is $12. And sometimes it's
It's okay. Sometimes it's not.
It's just not worth it, man. Yeah. There's just no value in eating it. And for people that go that love to drink beer, I don't understand that. I've got friends that'll spend over $100 on beer at a game easily. And I'm like, dude, you know how much you could have just stayed home and bought the best beer on the planet for that $100. I gotten a lot more of it and drank it in the comfort of your living room.
And growing up in Milwaukee,
you need a beer that bad?
You tailgated to get your buzz on. You tailgated to have all the beer and all the grub that you wanted. And then in the game, you nursed a couple.
Yeah.
Because the prices were still outrageous and it's not an all-star game. But I'm just looking at this and thinking about the food. And then what's great is at the bottom of each sign, because they put the calories and they're like, you know, they're even on the beer signs. So the beers, the large beers are from 220 to 334 calories. And then at the bottom of the beer sign, it says 2,000 calories a day is used for general nutrition advice as what you need to intake. But calories vary. Additional nutritional information available on Crest. They're like, hey, you got to get to 2,000 somehow. So you might as well start with these beers at about 350 calories apiece.
Jeez.
And load up.
That's ridiculous. I don't understand it. Never understood it.
I don't either. All right, so two in the books, one to go. I'd asked you this, and we'll get to it, but your top three quarterbacks in your favorite team's history, and so for you Houston Texans fans, who would you put at 1, 2, and 3? I think, and I rattled it off right away with Lisa this weekend, I think one was easy for me in Matt Schaub, but 2 and 3, it might vary. So we'll get to that and a whole lot more. Right now, I want to tell you guys again about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It is a fantastic program because it helps kids in the Houston area that are trying to get a second chance at an education get there without all the distractions that sometimes pop up. So what you do is you're looking around and you got a clunker that's collecting dust and rust and you've been trying to get rid of it. You're going to put it on Craigslist or do something else. You just haven't gotten around to it. You want it to go away because it's an eyesore. All you got to do is call Cars for, the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them where you live. Tell them what you got. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They do all the paperwork. They give you a nice tax deduction and a $50 gift card if you mention ESPN 97.5. And that's when the process really begins because they turn that clunker into resources and they can be used by any kid trying to get an education. That means if they need eyeglasses, book money, bus fare, hot meals, anything that could be a distraction can be taken care of with your donation. So please think about it. And if you can, give generously. Donate to the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, 225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.